Oh, band, we're in the top of that inning. We're up. Except for hot dog, man. What was the last question?
Sorry about Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of calling anything out?
Drawers, drapes. Sure, that's some fancy names I don't know right off hand.
How about these things on rollers that you pull down?
These some vines. Lines, is that what they are?
On rollers?
Hmm. Even that's off.
Thanks, you adjust.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You've never seen these things like on rollers at the top of one, you can pull them down? Made of kind of paper-like substance? It's not exactly paper, I guess.
How about shears? Well, that's a shear over there.
You can, kind of translucent.
Yeah.
Well, these things I'm talking about that you pull down, have you ever heard of called window shades?
Oh, window shades. Well, you told me to have a hell of a time saying things, don't you? Translucent things, dummy. Why didn't you say window shades or shades to begin with? A lot easier.
Another place in the house where you could call that.
Well, it all depends. That's what just happened. Think all the fat boys. Boy, you asking a real strange. And I'd call it a kitchen, generally. I certainly wouldn't call it a bathroom.
You ever see any houses around here where the kitchen was built away from the main part of the house? It was separate. Hadn't heard of anything.
No, I haven't. But if you notice, in most of the structure of most houses, the kitchen is usually far away from it. It's usually built in the corner of a house. Mm-hmm. Away from most everything. Yet everybody centralizes around it anyway.
Why do you suppose that is?
Probably because it's another cultural thing. Part early kitchens were not exactly the most sanitary places. And therefore they put the kitchen farther away. Also because the kitchen tends to get hot in summertime. And who wants that right next to your bedroom or something like that in the summer? You can burn your butt off.
Yeah. What about maybe a separate room? Right off the kitchen where you can keep canned goods or extra
pantry.
Yeah.
Pantry, storage room. Food cellar might be if it was under the house or something like that, you know, Lord type thing.
Yeah.
Bin, I don't know what I would call.
You mentioned junk a minute ago. Have you ever heard of people having a separate room in the house where they would keep all the junk or stuff like that?
Storage room, perhaps. A junk room. Might be called a guest bedroom if you only want to be slick about it. Oh, let me go into my guest best room. Best guest room. Oh, God, my guest. My guest room. My guest best room.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say, maybe if a woman gets up early in the morning, she might just kind of put around the house and straighten up something here, dust a little something there, do that kind of thing. What would she say she does?
Pick up the house. Cleaning it up, do light cleaning maybe. DNC is also an operation.
You ever heard say straightening the house?
Yeah, straightening the house, rearranging it, making it look clean for the company, make it look nice.
And if you were doing that, the thing that you might
sweep
with.
Maybe a broom. Well, a broom earlier, but now a vacuum cleaner or an electric broom or something like that. Electric sweeper. Carpet cleaner, something like that.
What about that thing that's hanging next to the fireplace? What do you call that?
It's called a whisk broom, perhaps, or a straw broom.
Made entirely out of straw.
Straw and wood, natural stuff. Probably made in Japan, 80% acrylic a mile up.
Yeah.